Those of you who speak English now have the opportunity to suffer through what our brothers who speak Spanish get to suffer through with translation all day long.
En primer lugar, quiero dar gracias a Dios por la oportunidad que nos ha dado de reunirnos de todas partes del mundo en este lugar para reflexionar sobre nuestra iglesia.
I would like to give thanks to God for the opportunity that He has given us to come together from all parts of the world to reflect about our church.
Realmente, ¿qué herencia teológica hemos recibido como nazarenos?
To think about the theological heritage that we have received as Nazarenes.
El solo hecho de detenernos y dialogar es saludable.
The fact that we can stop and to dialogue is healthy.
Y nos permite autoanalizarnos, redescubrir quiénes somos y a partir de ello buscar respuestas a nuestros propios desafíos.
And it allows us to analyze ourselves and to rediscover who we are, and based on that, to find answers to the challenges that are in front of us.
Mi ponencia tiene como título Teología Wesleyana, una teología integral.
The title of my paper is a Wesleyan theology from a holistic perspective.
¿Qué aspectos hacen distintiva una teología de la misión integral desde una perspectiva wesleyana?
What aspects are distinct in a theology of holistic mission from a Wesleyan perspective?
El término integral está de moda.
The term holistic is in fashion now.
Lo usamos de manera cotidiana y hasta domésticamente.
We use the term daily and we use it domestically all the time.
Dando por sobreentendido que conocemos su significado.
And we believe that we over-understand what it means.
Al punto que hemos perdido su riqueza y su vigor.
Up to the point we've lost its richness and its strength.
En esta presentación se busca establecer una base sobre la cual podamos seguir construyendo.
And in this paper I would like to talk about, and what I've talked about, is how we can form a base upon which we can construct a healthy perspective.
Y sigamos pensando sobre una teología de misión integral desde una perspectiva como wesleyanos.
And so we can continue building and thinking upon a theology of mission that's holistic from a perspective that's Wesleyan.
Espero que estas reflexiones nos ayuden a seguir edificando una iglesia coherente con la Escritura.
And I hope that these reflections will help us to help us build a strong church that builds upon the basis in Scripture.
Y que a su vez también mantenga la frescura de nuestra rica herencia wesleyana.
And also keeps the freshness of our Wesleyan heritage.
Una teología de la misión integral, una teología de misión es integral.
A theology of mission that is holistic.
Cuando su acercamiento a la reflexión teológica es eminentemente pastoral.
When its theological approach is strongly pastoral.
Es decir, se gesta en diálogo con la realidad circundante.
And it comes out of common dialogue that we have together.
Y en búsqueda de respuestas a las múltiples necesidades humanas.
And it looks for answers that we find in humanity all around us.
También una teología de misión es integral cuando nos plantea una relación estrecha y directa entre teología y misión.
And it's also a holistic mission when we plant the idea of the relationship between theology and mission.
Esta es una relación que trasciende la dicotomía teoría-praxis.
And it's a theology that goes beyond the dichotomy of theory and praxis.
Un enfoque incompleto es pensar ¿cómo hacer misiones dejando de lado el por qué o el para qué?
An incomplete focus would be, how can we do missions putting aside why or how do we do what we do?
Pero también es incompleto pretender hacer teología.
It's also incomplete to pretend to do theology.
Separándonos de la agenda de la iglesia en el presente.
Separating it from the agenda of the church that's in the present.
Porque la iglesia vive en la frontera de la misión.
Because the church lives in the border, in the front facing mission.
Por eso mantener un saludable equilibrio entre ambos aspectos.
And so we need to keep a healthy balance between both aspects.
Nos libra de caer en extremos peligrosos.
That will keep us from falling into dangerous extremes.
Que nos priven del oportuno consejo de la palabra de Dios frente a cualquier desafío.
That helps us see the advice we receive from Scripture.
Y que nos ayude a potencializar nuestra acción misionera.
And it helps us take full potential of our mission action.
La clave está en ser fieles y coherentes entre lo que hacemos como iglesia.
The key is being faithful in between what we do as a church
y lo que proclamamos como parte de nuestro discurso teológico wesleyano.
And what we proclaim as part of our discussion theologically.
Permítame hacer un resumen didáctico a través de cuatro preguntas básicas.
I would like to have a didactic summary based on four questions.
que nos guíen en torno a lo que creemos,
that guides us in everything that we think,
y nos permitan establecer puentes con nuestra praxis misionológica.
And we'll also build bridges with our praxis.
La primera pregunta es, ¿cuál es el propósito de Dios? ¿Cuál es su voluntad?
The first question is, what is the purpose of God? What is his will?
Bíblicamente reconocemos que el propósito de Dios es reconciliar por medio de Jesucristo a toda la creación.
Biblically, we realize that the purpose of God is to reconcile through Jesus Christ all of creation.
Esta afirmación escritural es tan sencilla.
This is a very simple scriptural basis.
Pero a la vez es tan profunda.
But on the other side, it's very profound.
Es tan conocida y repetida.
It's repeated and known.
Pero a la vez es tan dejada de lado.
And sometimes it's very neglected and left to one side.
La tragedia del pecado produjo daños no solamente en el área espiritual.
The tragedy of sin produces damage not only in the spiritual area,
sino que también originó una serie de rupturas en las múltiples relaciones del ser humano.
It also forms a series of ruptures or breaks in multiple relationships in human relationships.
A nivel espiritual con Dios,
in a spiritual relationship with God,
a nivel social entre nosotros,
social and human relationships,
a nivel ecológico con el medio ambiente en el cual vivimos,
and also with the nature environment is around us.
Por ello el propósito, el proyecto divino es redimir toda la creación.
Her purpose is to redeem all of creation.
Y transformar la vida humana en todas sus dimensiones.
And to transform humanity and nature in all aspects.
De modo que todos, sin distinción de nacionalidad.
And the form that every person, irregardless of their nationality,
de cultura, raza,
culture, race,
sexo o condición social,
gender or social condition,
disfruten de la vida plena que Dios ha hecho posible en Jesucristo.
Can enjoy the life that God has given us and is possible through Jesus Christ.
El término clave de la afirmación paulina,
the key term in a Pauline concept,
es la palabra todo,
is the word all,
que muestra el carácter inclusivo de una teología integral.
That shows the character, an inclusive character of a holistic theology.
Por lo tanto, esta Missio Dei, en la cual la Iglesia tiene el privilegio de participar,
and by this way, the Missio Dei, in which the Church has the privilege to participate,
no se reduce a lo espiritual,
is not reduced to the spiritual,
lo individual,
not individual,
lo sagrado,
not just the sacred,
sino también que se extiende a lo material,
but also extended to the material,
lo social,
the social,
lo secular,
and the secular.
La segunda pregunta es, ¿cuál es nuestra perspectiva del ser humano?
What is our perspective of being human?
El ser humano es una unidad que no se puede separar.
To be human is not a unity that we can separate.
Esto implica que misionológicamente no se puede dar atención a sus necesidades en un solo aspecto.
This means missiologically we cannot give attention just to one aspect.
Descuidando completamente otras dimensiones de la vida.
And not caring for other aspects of life.
En una teología de misión integral,
in a holistic theology,
no hay lugar para la separación alma-cuerpo.
There is no room for separating body and soul.
Vida privada, vida social.
Private life and social life.
Lo sagrado, lo secular.
Sacred and secular.
Por lo tanto,
therefore,
cualquier necesidad humana,
any human necessity,
puede servir como un punto de intersección de la gracia de Dios en la vida de las personas.
Can be a point of intersection for God's grace.
En América Latina no se necesita ser sociólogo ni economista para darse cuenta de las crisis que vive en nuestra sociedad.
In Latin America, you don't have to be a sociologist or an economist to see the crisis in our societies.
La polarización social,
the social polarization,
la agudización de la pobreza,
the exasperation of poverty,
el incremento de los índices de mortalidad infantil,
the increasing of infant mortality,
desocupación y subempleo,
lack of work or underemployment,
el desborde del problema demográfico,
proliferation of problems demographically,
la crisis de los sistemas de la salud pública,
crisis in public health,
entre muchos más, nos muestran un panorama desolador.
And in everything it paints a very hopeless picture.
Sin embargo, las múltiples necesidades de nuestro contexto,
however, the multiple needs that are in our context,
no son solo indicadores,
they're not just indicators,
ni solamente porcentajes.
And not just percentages.
Son personas con nombre y apellido propios.
But they're people with names and faces.
Pienso que mucha de esta realidad es equivalente al contexto donde ministró Wesley en el siglo XVIII.
And in a sense, this is very parallel to the context that Wesley faced in the 18th century.
Nuestra herencia como wesleyanos,
Our heritage as Wesleyans
nos ayuda a reconocer que todas las necesidades humanas
helps us to see that every human necessity
son oportunidades para mostrar la gracia de Dios en la vida de las personas.
Is an opportunity to show the grace of God in people's lives.
En nuestro tiempo en América Latina,
in the time we live in Latin America,
la compasión cristiana se ha constituido en un elemento clave para el desarrollo de la misión.
Christian compassion is a key element in the development of the mission.
Positivamente, desde la perspectiva evangélica, esto ha generado la gestión de una serie de proyectos de misión integral.
From a evangelical point of view, it's development, the development of many holistic type of projects.
Pero por otro lado, también,
but on the other side,
esta realidad se ha convertido en una puerta abierta.
It also has produced an open door
para la propagación de teologías de la prosperidad.
For the propagation of prosperity theology.
Que aprovechándose de las crudas necesidades humanas,
that has taken advantage of the crude and basic elements of human life.
Han ofrecido un evangelio mutilado.
And it's offered a multi-directional or multi-sided type
que se
of gospel.
Que se ha ajustado más a las expectativas egoístas e individualistas de una sociedad de consumo.
That's focused more on the selfish aspects of humanity.
Que a las demandas del reino de Dios.
Rather than the demands of the kingdom of God.
Como herederos de Wesley necesitamos recuperar nuestro legado.
As heirs of Wesley, we need to recuperate our legitimacy.
Y aprovechar positivamente.
And take advantage positively.
Estos millones de oportunidades que tenemos.
The billions of opportunities that we have.
Para intersectar la gracia de Dios en nuestra generación.
To intersect the grace of God with our generation.
La tercera pregunta es, ¿cuál es la tarea de la iglesia en este tiempo?
The third question, what is the task of the church in our time?
Como se ha remarcado muy bien desde el inicio de esta conferencia,
as has been very well stated from the beginning of this conference,
una teología integral también incluye una definición en torno al rol de la iglesia en el mundo.
A holistic theology also includes a definition of the basis of the church in this world.
Las metáforas de la sal y de la luz son elocuentes.
The metaphors of light and salt are very well based.
Y muestran que el pueblo de Dios cumple su rol solamente en la medida que interactúa con el mundo.
It sees that the church, the people of God, only is completing its role as it's interacting in the world.
Por eso es propio preguntarnos, ¿quiénes somos?
And so it's key that we ask, who are we?
¿Cuál es nuestra razón de existir como iglesia de Jesucristo?
What is our reason to exist as a church of Jesus Christ?
Estas preguntas relativas ¿a qué es la iglesia y para qué existe?
This question is related to who the church is and why we exist.
Solo pueden encontrar respuestas después de haber respondido a la pregunta relacionada a quién es Jesucristo.
We can only answer these questions after we have answered the question who is Jesus Christ.
Si afirmamos que Jesucristo es el Señor de todo y de todos,
if we affirm that Jesus is the Lord of everything,
la iglesia es la iglesia de Cristo en la medida que se entiende a sí misma como la comunidad del Rey.
The church is a church of Jesus Christ in the measure that it understands it's the same community of the King.
Y define el propósito de su existencia en términos de testificar de él.
And if we define our reason to be in terms of testifying of him,
no solo por lo que dice,
not just by what they say,
sino también por lo que es y por lo que hace.
But what the church is by grace.
Como señal del reino, la iglesia vive en el compás de espera.
As a signal of the kingdom, the church lives on a timetable that is theologically framed.
Enmarcado teológicamente entre la tensión en el ya y el todavía no.
It's marked in a theological tension between the realized and not yet realized.
En Jesucristo, el reino de Dios ha irrumpido en la historia.
In the kingdom of God has interrupted into this history.
Por lo tanto, es una realidad presente.
And so it's a present reality.
Y también una promesa que tiene que cumplirse.
But it's also a promise that will be completed.
La iglesia, mientras vive en esta tensión escatológica,
and while the church lives in this tension,
entre la inauguración y la manifestación del reino,
between the inauguration and the manifestation of the kingdom,
está llamada a ser un agente de transformación en la sociedad.
It's an agent of transformation in society.
Una teología de la misión integral,
a theology of holistic mission,
reconoce que la iglesia es la comunidad de fe que encarna los valores del reino.
Realizes the church is a body of faith that incarnates these values of the kingdom.
Y da testimonio al mundo en todos los espacios de la vida.
And gives testimony to the world in all aspects of this life.
Esta definición nos exige asumir un rol activo y profético.
And this definition pushes us to have an active and a prophetic role.
Porque la iglesia de Jesucristo no puede permanecer impasible ni
neutral.
Because
the church of Jesus Christ cannot be indifferent.
Ante las necesidades de un mundo que vive sin esperanza.
In front of a world that lives without hope.
Esto incluye no solo la proclamación verbal del Evangelio,
and this not only means the verbal proclamation of the gospel,
sino también el discipulado como un estilo de vida permanente,
but also discipleship as a permanent style of life.
La diaconía como el brazo compasivo extendido para socorrer la miseria humana.
And also service as an extended arm that reaches every humanity.
Según Wesley, la vida cristiana de santidad no solamente estaba caracterizada por la pureza y la fidelidad.
According to Wesley, the Christian life of holiness is not just established by characterized by purity and faithfulness,
sino también por la solidaridad.
But also by solidarity.
Este desafío teológico para la iglesia,
this theological challenge for the church,
exige la implementación de ministerios variados,
demands the implementation of various ministries,
y contextuales que atiendan la diversidad de las necesidades humanas,
in contexts that reflect the various aspects of humanity,
los puntos de intersección de la gracia.
They are points of intersection with grace.
Y muestren el amor santo de Dios.
And show the holy love of God.
La teología wesleyana es integral porque nos da evidencia.
Wesleyan theology is holistic because it gives evidence
de cómo el evangelio que proclama el señorío de Jesucristo,
of how the church can proclaim the lordship of Jesus Christ,
es capaz de catalizar cambios positivos,
and to catalyze, to be catalytic agent of reaching people for Jesus Christ.
No solamente en la vida de un individuo,
not only in the individual life,
sino de una sociedad entera,
but also in all society.
La historia de Inglaterra en el siglo XVIII,
the history of England in the 18th century,
da testimonio de dichos cambios radicales en personas,
gave testimony of radical changes in people's lives,
y las estructuras económicas,
and also the economic structures,
sociales, económicas,
social, economic.
Nuestra teología será integral,
our theology will be holistic,
cuando incluyamos a todos, sin excepciones,
all sections,
pero tampoco sin preferencias.
But without preference.
Ser integral no es optar,
to be, holistic is not to opt,
sino aprovechar oportunidades y opciones para mostrar la gracia de Dios.
But to take advantage of the opportunities we have to show the grace of God.
Finalmente, permítame presentar algunas preguntas para continuar nuestro diálogo.
Finally, I would like to present some questions to continue our dialogue.
Nuestra iglesia de Nazareno en diferentes partes del mundo, ¿cuánto reconoce sus raíces teológicas?
Does our Nazarene church in the different parts of the world realize its theological roots?
A veces hemos creído que los pastos alrededor nuestro se ven más verdes o más contextualizados.
Sometimes we think that the pastures on other parts of the world are greener or they're more contextualized.
No necesitamos buscar en otras teologías ni tradiciones.
We do not need to look at other theologies or other traditions.
Respuestas novedosas para cumplir con fidelidad nuestra tarea como iglesia.
We don't need to look for new theologies and new ways to complete our faithfulness in our work as a church.
Más bien necesitamos redescubrirnos.
But we need to rediscover ourselves.
Y honrar lo que ya somos.
And honor who we are.
Una segunda pregunta es,
a second question,
¿qué testimonio damos a nuestro presente?
What testimony can we give in our present time?
En los contextos donde ministramos,
in the context in which we minister,
somos reconocidos como una iglesia con tradición wesleyana.
We are recognized as a church with a Wesleyan tradition.
Solo por nuestras declaraciones doctrinales o por nuestra práctica.
Is it because of our doctrinal declarations or by our practice?
Pienso que la mayoría de las personas que no son nazarenos,
I would think that the majority of people who are not Nazarenes,
les costaría identificar las fechas y quizás hasta los lugares del avivamiento wesleyano.
Would have a hard time identifying the revival, the Wesleyan revival, or the marks of Wesleyanism.
Pero no se confundirían en asociar a Juan Wesley,
but society did not confuse with John Wesley,
con avivamiento,
the revival,
con santidad cristiana,
with Christian holiness,
con su ministerio integral fuera de las paredes de la iglesia atendiendo a los necesitados,
and with a holistic ministry he had outside the walls of the church.
Me pregunto, ¿nos reconocerían en este tiempo también así a nosotros?
Would we recognize the same thing in our churches today in ourselves?
Una tercera pregunta es, ¿estamos desarrollando nuestros ministerios en armonía con el propósito de Dios?
The third question is, are we developing our ministries in harmony with the purpose of God?
De restaurar toda la creación,
to restore all of creation,
incluyendo todas las dimensiones deformadas por el pecado,
including all dimensions of the deformations that are produced by sin.
Estamos honrando nuestra herencia teológica desarrollando modelos misionológicos integrales.
Are we honoring our theological heritage developing missiological models?
Que aprovechen las necesidades de las personas.
That take advantage of the needs of people
como puntos de intersección de la gracia de Dios,
as a point of intersection of the grace of God.
Y una pregunta final.
In the last question,
si somos comunidad del reino,
if we are a community of the kingdom,
estamos cumpliendo con nuestro rol profético, transformando radicalmente nuestras sociedades al estilo wesleyano.
Are we completing with our prophetic role, transforming radically our societies in a Wesleyan style?
En América Latina, cuando hablamos de una presencia evangélica significativa,
it's still in Latin America when we talk about an evangelical presence that's significant.
Todavía la misma no se ha visto reflejada en cambios éticos sociales que den evidencia del poder del evangelio.
We still don't see reflections of ethical changes in our societies.
Todavía no solamente subsisten, sino que aumentan cotidianamente nuestras crisis.
Every day, instead of diminishing these problems, we see it increasing every day in our societies.
Creo que nuestras sociedades todavía esperan el mensaje poderoso y transformador del evangelio.
Our societies are waiting for the powerful and transforming message we have as a church.
Esperan que seamos luz y sal en medio de la necesidad.
I pray that we will be light and salt in the needs, in the middle of the needs.
Todavía Wesley en el siglo 21 tiene algo que decirnos.
Wesley still in the 21st century has something to say.
Qué tiempos desafiantes nos ha tocado vivir.
What a challenging time we live.
Pero qué valiosa herencia hemos recibido.
But what a valuable heritage we have received as Wesleyans.
Es bueno saber quiénes somos porque eso nos da identidad.
It's good to know who we are because that gives us identity.
Pero es mejor saber a dónde vamos.
But it's better to know where we're going.
Porque eso nos da pertinencia y mantiene vivo nuestro mensaje.
But that gives us relevance and gives us life to continue our journey.
Frente a las exigencias de los escenarios contemporáneos globales y postmodernos.
Facing the demands we have globally in postmodern world we live in.
Que demandan de la Iglesia de Jesucristo respuestas a sus crisis de toda índole.
That demands that the Church of Jesus Christ answers all kinds of questions.
Qué enriquecedor aporte para la práctica de la misión encontramos en la teología wesleyana.
What enriching support we receive from a Wesleyan theology.
Que nos propone una relación profunda e integral.
And that gives us a relationship between holistic and that is also profound.
Entre salvación y santidad.
Between salvation and holiness.
Entre conversión y el discipulado como estilo de vida.
Between conversion and a style of life.
Entre espiritualidad y diaconía.
Between spirituality and service.
Entre vida personal y comunitaria.
Between personal life and community life.
Entre iglesia y sociedad.
Between church and society.
Entre fe y obediencia radical.
Between faith and obedient service.
Es muy significativo que nos hayamos reunido aquí en este lugar.
It's very significant that we have chosen to meet in this place.
Tan cerca geográficamente a donde surgió el movimiento de avivamiento wesleyano.
So close geographically to the place where the Wesleyan revival began.
Es mi oración que este congreso,
it's my prayer that this Congress,
sirva a nuestra iglesia local,
will serve our local church,
para estar cerca a nuestra herencia teológica,
that will be closer to our theological heritage,
y a nuestra praxis misionológica en el siglo XXI,
and our missiological praxis in the 21st century.
Muchas gracias, hermano.
It is a joy and privilege, and also a
David. Thank you.
Good translations, I think. It really is a joy to offer a response to Professor Hulka's fine paper, and we've just been treated to a very passionate and powerful presentation of the themes of that paper. I love this paper. What I'd like to do is, if you have it with you, you could even look to it. I want to highlight a few passages, maybe make a couple brief comments on the ones that just spoke to me most powerfully, and then say for the end the one spot where a little red flag went up for me, and throw that out there for all of you. And the fact of the matter is that the passages I want to look at there's I think one for each of the kind of questions that Professor Hulka used in his presentation just now, because his questions obviously correspond nicely to sections of his paper. He got my attention very well on the bottom of page 2 under his heading, God's Purpose to Restore Everything. I think a theme that we're becoming more and more acclimated toward. Certainly wasn't something I grew up with particularly, I don't think, but at the bottom of this page, he writes, a theology of mission understood holistically has as its starting point the fact that God's purpose is to reconcile all of creation through Jesus Christ. And that was mentioned already in the presentation. I think this is just very crucial for us, particularly when we begin to ask, how is it precisely that we believe and understand God to be in the act of reconciling all of creation, and how will we think about our relationship precisely as disciples of Jesus Christ to that more than human world in which we live, that we often call creation, of course, of which we are a part. I'm going to move then to the bottom of page 4 just to highlight another. This is under the section on Christian discipleship. Very powerful passage here. At the bottom of 4, Professor Hulka writes, studies of the New Testament affirm that the declaration, Jesus is Lord, was the core confession of the Christian community during the first centuries, which is especially significant in the context of the Roman Empire when the term was applied in reference to the absolute authority of the emperor, the address of a god, you know, Caesar as Lord. So it's important, I think, for us, truly, when we're gathered here as Christian disciples from a variety of ethnicities and nations and language groups, to appreciate the radically political nature of the confession that Jesus is Lord. In this time when another nation seems intent on creating a new empire, it is incumbent upon us all to hear again the truly political implications of the reality of the universal church as the people of God transcending artificially drawn borders, ethnicities, and languages as one people with a distinct way of being together as the people of God that challenges empire. This actually comes out in the very next lines. Brother Hulka quotes from one of my favorite passages, 1 Corinthians 8. Paul testified to this when he wrote, yet for us, and it's very important for us to ask, who is the us? For us, there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things come, and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things have come, and through whom we live. And the crucial nature of this statement is to really identify with integrity who the us and the we are. I know that in the United States, for example, it's very typical for Christians to say we, and one really has to ask, well, who are we in this case? Because very often it's we Americans. We citizens of the United States. And it is time for, certainly for us of North America and the United States, to challenge that easy, terribly easy alliance of church and empire in this very, very dangerous time that is in many ways counter-reconciliatory and counter the mission of the church. Then on page 7, wonderful, wonderful stuff at the top of the page. First paragraph after the quotation from Rene Padilla, Professor Hulka writes, this leads us all to understand that all of the church, and the church is missionary by nature, and that God's purpose is to create a new humanity through Jesus Christ. In fact, I think he read this in his own paper in this presentation. Through Jesus Christ and the power of the Spirit, a community, again, really very important, a universal community transcending our man-made boundaries that incarnates the values of the kingdom and testifies to the world in the present. I would have wanted to say something testifies about the age to come in the present age, but I know that's what he meant. well, it's obvious. Finally, under conclusions, and I'm kind of lifting up some statements that have a very similar tone, of course. Under conclusions in the second paragraph, this would be on page 9, just it's good stuff. Professor Hulka writes of God being a missionary God and that God's purpose is to reconcile through Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit all of creation. One of the things I appreciate about this is that the Trinitarian language here isn't just like, window dressing. He is talking about the actual, the triune nature, if you will, of the activity of God toward creation, from God the Father through Christ our Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit. And very good stuff. Now, just the one thing that I will take a very brief time with, is under the section on the nature of humanity that starts on page 3. And, of course, this is one of the questions that was also raised in Professor Hulka's very fine presentation. Now, I'm reacting only to the text now, not to what was spoken, because this was not touched on in the address. But for me, the one red flag, but it's a fairly large one, is in the bottom paragraph on page 3. And let me read this and then kind of comment about it a little bit. Theologically, we assume that man and woman, or humanity as male and female, we might say, were created in the image of God, which distinguishes them from inferior orders in or of life, and as such have the capacities of reflection, free will, creativity, and an understanding of the holistic beings that we are. Genesis testifies that God ingrained his likeness into humankind so that it might reflect God's character and that we might be the master of creation and instigate life. I think on this point, I would like to challenge Professor Hulka to give consideration of other possibilities for thinking about our relationship and speaking about our relationship to the rest of God's creation, if indeed we are talking about a reconciling work of God, and reconciliation understood in this very holistic way, and I'm all on board on that, that we might want to look for language other than the language of inferiority or of the masters of creation. Now, I'm not worried about Professor Hulka's use of it so much as I am as what happens when that language becomes sort of out there in the church or and kind of uncritically adopted. I believe it can become dangerous and easily can lend to our greater alienation from the more than human world. The fact might be we do wield a great amount of power, obviously, as humans on God's planet here. But I don't know that I want to use the categories of inferior and superior to talk about that. But that's a thought for us. I believe, in fact, that in this regard, we're not yet sufficiently holistic or Wesleyan. If you haven't, and I know most of you have, but I encourage you to reread Wesley's remarkable sermon on Romans chapter 8, the general deliverance, which is just remarkable for its for the compassion that he, in his theologizing, is demonstrating toward the more than human world and creatures other than the human being. So I just want to mention that to you. And of course, one of his favorite verses, not only in this sermon, but I've seen it popping up all over the place, is his quotation from Psalm 145:9. And thanks to Doug Hardy this morning for lending me his copy of Holy Writ so I could get it just right. The Lord is good to all, and God's compassion is over all that God has made. And John Wesley very intentionally interpreted that to mean all that God has made. That because God is love, that God can be no other than love, not only to all people, but in fact to all of God's creatures, human and non-human, and thus the compassion of God toward the creature is to become a very crucial way in which we human beings reflect, as the image of God, God's will and God's desire for reconciliation in the world. Sermon, of course, near the end, he asked, well, then what is it that distinguishes human beings from other animals? And it caught my eye that Professor Hulka mentioned some of the sort of classical qualities of the human that have been used to talk about our superiority. The one that was most popular in Wesley's time, of course, 18th century Western culture, was reason. And he asked this great question: what is it that separates us from the other creatures? Is it reason? It's a rhetorical question for him because, in fact, it is not. He says, take away that very ambiguous word and let's use one that we all understand better, understanding. And I don't know if he was thinking about his horse or what, but, you know, his question was, do we really think that animals lack understanding? And he insists, in fact, that they do not lack this. And then, of course, he has great hopes for the age to come in which all creatures will sort of like ascend up a notch or two in terms of their capacity for God. It's very speculative, a little wild, but very rich for us in terms of challenging the way we think about our relationship to the non-human aspects of creation. So what then, he says, is it that distinguishes us? And a lot of you know that finally says it is that humans are capable of God. He says, and by that I mean capable of knowing, loving, and enjoying God. Now, it does take, I believe, certain capacities for us to do that. The kinds of capacities that were mentioned here. But those capacities, unless they are directed toward God, in the way in which we are made to be capable of God, of receiving from God, this great love through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, only then do these capacities that we have truly become the avenue for imaging God, reflecting God's glory and God's compassion and love toward the rest of creation. This is an area that I believe is still much to be done, not in Christianity in general and certainly in the Church of the Nazarene, but I'm really delighted by the kinds of themes that Professor Hulka has underscored here. And I mentioned this at the end only to say I'm so thrilled by the themes of this paper and want to join in my voice and appreciation of it and just push him a little bit further on this one aspect. So thank you very much.
Thanks once again to our presenters and respondents to this afternoon's session.